This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you would like to join us. That's 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And before we got distracted into just how screwed up the justice, quote, justice system really is here in the United States, because that really is how it plays out over and over throughout the United States. And I didn't have the presence of mind to actually pull up those statistics or anything like that. Why would anyone out there assume that I'm good at doing this? Because I certainly did not pull them up. I don't remember what they are, and I'm still saying it's 0.007% is the number of times that grand juries said, no, we don't think we should indict, which is 7/1000% is extremely low.
It's almost so low that the actual number is irrelevant, you know?
That's a good point, yeah. It's basically, they always indict, and I think there was a judge in New York, I believe it was, who said that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. And that seems to be true based on, you know, the numbers and everything going on. But that's corruption among the prosecutors. There's other types of corruption in what they call the justice system of the United States, and that is the police out there who are supposed to just arrest people and bring them to jail. And then presumably release them if they're not being there, you know, because they tried to go on a killing spree or something like that. But they're generally not supposed to kill people, as I understand it.
I mean, unless they're getting shot at like any other person, they can defend themselves.
I think the one of these police shooting videos that I remember most was the Dylan Noble incident, I believe it was, in Nevada or Arizona, I don't recall, or New Mexico, one of those desert states. And the guy was clearly out of his mind. He was a younger guy, but he came out and, you know, someone had called the cops saying that he was swerving and he was brandishing a weapon. So the cops repeatedly told him to stop reaching under his shirt, to get down on the ground, and he just kept taking steps toward the police officers. And that was the one time where I saw that the police were probably justified in shooting him in order to take him down. It was after that where they really screwed up, because they just stood there pointing their guns at him, telling this wounded animal to stop moving, and he was lifting up his shirt to put pressure on the wound where they just shot him, and they were like, stop trying to reach into your shirt, because they thought he was reaching for a weapon.
Why couldn't they just tase him at that point? Or if he's on the ground with a wound on him, why couldn't they just get on him?
That's exactly what they should have done. They should have shot him, immediately pounced and handcuffed him, right? But they didn't. They stood there.
Probably too fat.
They were kind of heavy.
Well, they're scared little babies, too.
They are. And we saw that recently with the shooting in
Uvalde. Yeah. Not Uvalde.
In Texas, where they essentially were just too scared to go in, from everything I could tell. Even though parents standing around there were like, look, please just let us go in. We'll take care of it. Give me your gun. I'll take care of this.
Nope. Gotta get arrested, lady. I'm gonna be conspiracy theorist here. That whole thing was staged anyways. The cops weren't scared. They were instructed to not go in. The whole thing was staged. None of that was real.
And honestly, how can that be that shocking with all the evidence that's come out that shows that the Sandy Hook shooting was fake? Just altogether fake.
Well, I don't know if children might have actually been murdered. I would not put it past the state to murder kids to make a point and to try to disarm the rest of the population.
I still think that they staged the Ariana Grande concert that got a bomb.
Probably.
Hold on, when was this? I had never heard of this.
Like 2017
it was in Manchester,
or something?
England, yeah, like 2017.
Okay. Yeah, but they've done that with other concerts, and sure. And even like the past week, I was looking through the news just trying to find some show prep and whatnot, and everything was about subsequent shootings after the Texas thing, and it's like, so were all these people inspired to just go? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
No. One of the things I saw most recently that surprised me was, I mean, it, if you take out the random lunatics, if these people are actually politically motivated to achieve some sort of change that in the world, like the guy who did the Brooklyn shooting, he was horrifically racist, yes, but he was a hard left environmentalist nut job, authoritarian all the way, communist all the way, all about the ecology, what's the word I'm looking for? I just used it. The environment.
Environment.
Yes. For some reason, I completely...
I was going to say economy, and yeah, I couldn't remember it either.
So, that's what that guy was, and if he... I'm not saying anyone should do this, but if someone is truly passionate about the planet and global warming and saving us from, you know, corporatism and our corporate overlords, why in the world would they shoot, you know, 10 random people instead of... And again, no one should do this, but instead of like Elon Musk or Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or something, I realize they're harder to get to probably, but if that's who you're angry at, a person who's genuinely, passionately so angry at the world that Jeff Bezos and people like him have made that they're willing to kill people, why would they choose 10 completely random people instead of the person who they believe is responsible for the mess that is making them so angry in the first place?
Yeah, it's like, why would you drive past all of these like corporate headquarters in state buildings to go shoot up children?
Yeah, they're not
bombing. That doesn't make any sense.
They're not bombing any Amazon warehouses or anything like that, or even shooting up any Amazon employees or doing anything to disrupt the Amazon hegemony around the United States and how they're treating their workers and all of that nonsense. Instead, he's killing 10 random people in New York. I don't see the connection there. And perhaps that's because I'm not insane. And if you're willing to go kill 10 people, you are, in my opinion, insane, almost by definition. If you're not insane, you at least lack the ability to be sane. But they're not targeting the people you would expect them to be targeting. And it's unclear, the last I checked, what you said Uvalde is how it's pronounced, what his motives actually were, other than, you know, the same old story about this bullied kid who had a speech impediment, so it followed him everywhere he went, even online. And, you know, if you're a fat kid, you're not necessarily followed onto Fortnite when you're having voice chats with people to play your video games or whatever, because they don't hear that you're fat. But if you have a severe speech impediment, they're going to hear that, and apparently he got made fun of on the internet as well as at his school. So not that anything he did was justified, but I could see why this person lost faith in humanity.
Yeah, but do you shoot the people who make fun of you, who are your age, probably who went to high school with you, or just some random 5-year-olds or 8-year-olds or whatever?
I don't know, but I would speculate after a lifetime of being bullied and mocked and laughed at by just about everyone he had encountered, he probably just saw other human beings as just this homogenous mass of people who were cruel and deserved to die. That would be my guess. And again, I'm not saying that's right or anything like that, but I could see why someone who had been bullied for 18 years of their lives over this issue just completely lost faith in humanity.
Also, oftentimes, people that are put in those situations, like frequent bullying and whatnot, are prescribed pharmaceuticals like antidepressants and literally on the side effects. They don't even hide it. On the side effects, it says homicidal or suicidal thoughts.
They do, and, you know, I was waiting to hear, I stopped following it because, I don't know why I stopped following it, just because there's other stuff to talk about, I guess, but I've been waiting for them to say, oh, yes, it turns out he was on antidepressants, because the guy who did the Las Vegas shooting on all sorts of antidepressants, if I remember correctly, and over throughout these suicides, these homicides, these mass shootings, we find people who were, in fact, on antidepressants. Versus the police brutality problem, which is similar, but they're probably all on steroids, and that's what causes their rage if they're not, you know, also on antidepressants. That may very well be. Something is causing these people to be such angry, vicious individuals that 40% of them beat their wives. And evidently, shoot unarmed people, especially women, after telling them to get down on the ground, and the woman refused to do that because she was pregnant.
Yes, and that actually happened this Friday in Kansas City. And the reason I'm pointing out that it was just this Friday is because there isn't a crazy outrage about it, like there was about, you know, people saying, oh, we have to protect abortion rights, or like the kids who got murdered in Uvalde. You know, it's, I mean, it's not the same exact thing, but you would think that a woman, she didn't get murdered, by the way. She just has a clapped lung, okay, but they shot her five times.
Five times?
Wow.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we do have a video archive over on Odyssey or Library if you prefer the more robust software that they have. That's video.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our channel there where we don't have to worry about getting censored by big tech or any of that stuff. That's one of the awesome things that Free Talk Live has been doing for the last several years is trying to be as independent as possible. So we created our own social media server. We have our own. We didn't create our own video distribution platform, but you know, Library did that, the people over there. And they created this awesome web front that's called Odyssey, and more than a million people have begun using it. Well, there's more than a million channels on it at any rate. Some of them may have multiple channels. Video.freetalklive.com if you want to subscribe to us there. That is the best way to keep track of our video feeds because these others, it's been a while since, you know, YouTube suspended us or banned us or whatever terminology they use. But it is inevitable that we're going to say something about the Ukrainian war that they're going to find upsetting. Well, Bonnie, you said earlier that you weren't convinced that the Sandy Hook shooting was real. That's the sort of thing that YouTube likes kicking people off for saying. And we do that quite a lot here.
Sorry, Alex Jones got sued for that, so maybe I should be more careful.
Screw him. But anyway, video.freetalklive.com if you want to follow us there. Alex Jones got sued for, like, saying that to one of the parents of the victims or something like that, though,
really?
Right?
I don't know.
Savage.
I don't remember what the details were, but I remember it was unusual, and it wasn't like he was just expressing his opinion that it was staged. It was something a bit beyond that. I'll have to look into it because I don't remember. But anyway, we have Bad Slave on the line from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Oh, you're muted.
My call.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to bring up the grand juries. An interesting point about all juries in America is that they are self-empowered. In other words, that's why juries are final. When a jury says, you know, not guilty or guilty or whatever, their decision is usually considered final.
Well, unless sort of. I mean, you can appeal it and stuff like that.
Right, right. Based on not what the jury says, but based on, you know, something one of the lawyers did or whatever. But the fact is that the grand juries are completely corrupted by, you know, evil bar attorneys the prosecutor and the typically the county attorney is running those juries. And the fact is that you should have a chairman of the jury running the jury, not any of the participants, because the defense attorney and the prosecutors are all tainted with their self-interest.
Sure.
And the judge themselves is, as a matter of fact, not part of the game. One of our, I don't know if you know Celeste, she was on a grand jury, and I got reports about how that worked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common issue, and I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, if you just look up anything about grand juries, most people don't ever do it because it's not a concern to them. A grand jury, it's just some concept that they've heard of once or twice. But yes, I was curious earlier about whether or not a judge was present. In fact, no judge is present.
Well,
the proceedings are led by a prosecutor, and the defendant has no right to present his case or to be informed of the proceedings at all.
That's so weird that it's led by the prosecutor. Like, that just seems so rigged already.
And another thing is,
it's rigged.
In a trial, the jury gets to be, you get to throw your defense and your defense attorney, and you get to throw out some people that you say, oh, they seem like they're not going to be fair. But you can't do that with a grand jury. The defense is just like, all right, these are the ones we want. How is that fair?
Absolutely. None of it's fair. I'm gonna look more into this because I'm curious now just how really bad it is. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Best Late, because I said I was 97% sure there wasn't a judge present, but I'm still surprised to find that that is the case, that it's just the prosecutors. Who's overseeing this? Is it
the prosecutor?
I mean, I know, but do they just have some innate right to summon up, you know, 12 to 15 to 18 people and say, okay, look, we want to bring charges against this person? How much? I've never sat on a grand jury, so I'm curious now. How much evidence, if anyone out there has ever sat on a grand jury, I realize you probably can't talk about it or the details about it, but you can tell us whether or not the prosecutors actually put in any effort to present evidence or an argument or a convincing case that this person was actually guilty, or do they just go, okay, we want to bring these charges, and look, this is why we think they did it, so go ahead and indict.
I'm sure they did all of the things that they do when they're threatening people, which has happened to you, you know, where they just say, like, we have this and this and this, and this is going to look bad. They just do all those things that will pull at people's heartstrings. And also, these people are, like, master manipulators. So everybody's always like, oh, yeah, I met Georgie, and she's so nice. She's a prosecutor. I know, but she's actually really nice. It's like she's not nice. She probably sacrifices children, like, on Friday nights, literally. And she's just an actress.
I don't know about that. When you say George, you mean one of the prosecutors in the case against myself and Ian.
Yeah, right? She gives herself a nickname to talk to people, and it's creepy.
I mean, it's not even them, right? I mean, that I haven't even been thinking about that throughout any of this. It's just that was what made me aware of how bad the grand jury system actually is, because when I lived in Mississippi, the only time I was ever actually going to be called up for a grand jury, to be on a jury, I think it was to be a grand jury, but the person ended up pleading guilty or something like that anyway, because that is what happens. And I didn't think anything more about it, right? I just knew that a grand jury was a thing that happens. And then a year and a half ago, I was suddenly curious about the issue. And what I found has just been absolutely staggering. That, you know, it's just the prosecutors. What mechanism do they even have to send out letters to random people? It's completely broken.
Maybe they're not random.
And you're absolutely right. They do the same sort of things that they always do. They try to intimidate, except the jury isn't the ones that are being intimidated. They're just saying, oh, look, we've got this person doing this and this and this.
They're being manipulated.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not, because the grand jury is not the one throwing this person in jail, so what do they care? They just want to get back home. And these grand juries
can sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, they can be convened for months at a time where they're out of work, they're having to deal with this nonsense, they want to get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
They are instructed to return an indictment if the probable cause standard has been met, whatever that means. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in, especially if you've ever sat on a grand jury. Give us a call. Let us know what it was actually like. Were the prosecutors actually willing to submit evidence? It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Virginia jury has found in favor of Johnny Depp in his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp sued Heard for $50 million over an op-ed piece she wrote in the Washington Post about domestic violence. The Pirates of the Caribbean star claimed the article hurt his career and caused him to lose roles in films. President Biden claims his administration is working as quickly and aggressively as possible to resolve the national shortage of baby formula.
I have directed my administration to use every tool available to increase the supply, get more formula on shelves as quickly as possible, working with manufacturers to reopen factories that have closed and ramp up production quickly.
The president also admitting he first learned about the baby formula shortage in April, although the administration said they've been working on the issue since February. USA Radio News. The chief of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District is refuting claims that he's not in contact with the Texas Department of Public Safety. DPS saying on Tuesday that Pete Arredondo, who is also a Uvalde City Council member, refuses to be interviewed regarding last week's killing of 19 Robb Elementary students and two teachers by a gunman. CNN had a chance to catch up with Arredondo.
And just so everybody knows, we've been in contact with DPS every day, just so you all know.
They say that you're not cooperating.
I've been on the phone with them every day.
They say you're not cooperating.
Just so you know, we've been talking to them every day.
A new survey conducted by BMO and Ipsos found that 25% of Americans are delaying retirement plans because Americans are putting away less in their savings accounts to cover other rising costs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. The number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we have the story here about an unarmed pregnant woman who was killed by police. And we've attempted a few times to actually get into the article, and we keep getting distracted. So, Bonnie, tell us what is going on here. That she was not killed. I wrote down killed, and I think I just said killed again. But she was shot.
She might die.
By police. She's not dead yet, though.
She was shot 5 times. It says, on Friday, police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, repeatedly shot a woman in a store parking lot, even after she told them she couldn't get on the ground because she was pregnant. A witness spoke to the Kansas City Star, said the woman, 26-year-old Liana Hale, had her hands up moments before the officers fired their weapons.
Now, I'm no expert, but Nikki, as I understand it, a pregnant woman should, in fact, not lay down on her stomach. Is that correct?
Yeah, presumably not. I mean, it depends how pregnant she is, but I wouldn't advise it.
Even if it would be kind of okay, when she gets on her stomach, presumably they're going to get on top of her and handcuff her.
And the truth of the matter is, no person should do anything that they are uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
So if she feels it might cause harm to herself or her child, she should absolutely not do it. And it's up for nobody to decide except for herself.
And she's an unarmed woman facing up against armed men. They can get her to be handcuffed without laying on the ground. Anyway,
excellent points.
Hale had been sitting in a car outside a Family Dollar store when officers ordered her to get out, according to the witness, a mother named Shay De Janja.
What was she doing that justified them ordering her out of her vehicle?
The off- officers suspected that Hale had a man inside the vehicle, that a man inside the vehicle might have been involved in a carjacking in a neighboring city, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Racial profiling then. Got it.
Yep.
The man exited the vehicle, jumped a fence, and ran as officers chased him, according to Shay Donja. Shay Donja, I don't know if that's one name, like first name, but that is the witness who was there with her kids.
So let me just make sure I'm getting this right. So the man fled this woman's car, is out of here, like he's not on the scene anymore, he's fleeing, and they still felt the need to shoot this woman?
Yeah, so it says... The witness, she watched Hale, who is black, step out of the car with her hands raised in the air. When officers ordered Hale to get on the ground...
She complied.
Yep, so that should have been the end of it.
Even though she shouldn't have, because the person that they were investigating was gone.
Yep, she could have probably stayed in the car, but...
Well, she was probably trying to avoid getting shot, so she was trying her best to comply with the criminals that were holding her at gunpoint.
Hale told them she couldn't get on the ground because she was pregnant, according to the witness. Hale added that there was a gun in the car and began inching backwards as officers approached her with their weapons drawn.
I don't blame her.
She ran three steps away from the officers, so, you know, it's not like she's approaching the car.
She's backing away.
Who responded by shooting her five times, according to Shay.
So I want to recap. She was sitting outside a Family Dollar store, and these cops were like, hey, we think that's the guy who stole a car or whatever. So they order her and the guy out of the vehicle. He gets out. He jumps a fence, and he's vanishing. He's out of the story at this point, from what I can tell.
Yep.
They didn't pursue the guy who they, you know, thought was the criminal here.
I think some officers did pursue him, but then some other officers stayed back and were ordering her to get on the ground. She tried to get away from them.
So they summoned multiple police units here to this Family Dollar because this couple was sitting up in a car?
And he might have stolen a car.
He
might have. They haven't confirmed that yet.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around why there were multiple units there, because the way they're phrasing it was just a cop who was like, hey, I think I saw his face on the news recently.
Yeah, they might have followed him. But in either way, even if he ran, that doesn't mean that he is the same person that stole the car. He might have ran because he knows cops kill people.
Yeah, and there was a gun in the vehicle. I mean, they shot this lady five times, and she was backing away from them.
Says Hale seemed scared at them all coming towards her with guns in her face, the witness wrote later on Facebook. It's unclear whether Hale was armed, only because the cops are insisting that she was armed, even though the witness says that she said there's a gun in the vehicle, and she had her arms in the air, and she was backing away. Honestly, even if you're armed, you have your arms in the air and you're backing away, that's not grounds for getting shot.
I tend to agree that if she had a gun, they should have told her to drop the weapon. That would have been the command there. Or, you know, put the weapon on the ground. Because you don't want to actually tell someone if they're holding a loaded 9mm, hey, just drop that 6 feet onto the pavement.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be like, put your weapon down or whatever.
But even, like, even if she was holding it or, like, unholstering it, if she still, like, they would have time to respond. If they're already holding their firearms, pointing them in her direction... Ready,
also true.
You know, they even if she had it out, like, they would still have time to respond if she all of a sudden was trying to shoot them.
Yeah, they're supposed to be trained.
If they actually have real firearms training, they would be able to do that.
And this is the paragraph that just makes it sound like they're lying about saying that she had a gun. It says it's unclear whether Hale was armed. The Highway Patrol's Bell, I guess that's a person's last name, told local reporters on Friday that a suspect handgun was discovered in the parking lot after the shooting, but he did not specify whether Hale herself had a weapon. So it's just like, oh, well, now we discovered this handgun. Oh, that justifies earlier when we shot her because she must have been armed. You know, like, outright say she had a gun in her and she pointed it at me, so I shot her.
No, certainly not. My best guess here would be that the guy attempted to flee with the gun as he left, and he dropped it. So when she said there was a gun in the vehicle, as far as she knew, the gun was still in the vehicle, but the guy had tried to flee with it and had not escaped with the gun. That
Either
would be
way,
my
she
best
didn't
guess.
Have it pointed at them, so she should have gotten right. Shot. I don't know why I said fat.
No, if she had been holding a gun, they would have mentioned that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If she had it on her person, that would absolutely be mentioned.
They're like, well, we shot her because she was standing there with a gun. Yeah. People were like,
and this wouldn't be a
okay
conversation right now. It says it's worth adding that there have been many incidents around the country of police lying or providing misleading information to the public after they shoot or injure people, though it's not clear they did so in Hale's case.
Do you remember the woman who, in the back of a police cruiser, with her hands cuffed behind her back,
shot herself in the head?
Shot herself in the head, yeah.
Yeah.
That to me, is... if ever there was a reason to burn down police departments with no one in them, make sure there's no one in them first. That was it, right? Hands cuffed behind her back.
What do you mean? She must have just been a magician. What?
And there's so many stories about these. You can't trust the police with their narratives. There was the woman who had a knife recently, and instead of reaching for her taser, the cop decided to just shoot the woman. There was another officer who attempted to reach for her taser, but because she was just so badly trained, she in fact reached for her gun.
Yeah, but that one of those, I don't know which one you're referring to, got found guilty, luckily. Like, actually got punished for what she did.
Well, I think the one with the knife was not likely to be found guilty. But the woman who thought that she was pulling out her taser when she pulled out her gun, she certainly should have known better. Almost any amount of training will allow a person to go, oh, yeah, that's the taser. That's
they're
not,
literally,
that's
like,
gun.
Two, they look completely different.
They're
they have
different
weight.
Sides, yeah.
They're literally on different sides. Like, everything about that is just so dumb.
Yeah, but cops are dumb, right? I mean, they're not the best and the brightest. If they were, they would be anything other than cops. They're the lowest level of thugs. They're the enforcers of the laws that the powers that be, the rulers, the psychopaths in power, have determined to be the laws. And the police are just out there. It's like a mafia game. It's just like being under the control of the mafia. The police are the ones with the bats and the billy clubs going around saying, hey, you need to pay your dues to the Don or you might have an accident. And they're the ones causing the accidents. That's all it is.
And if they do, they can just say that you had a bat in your hand, too.
Yeah. You don't need a brilliant mathematician to run around threatening people with bats and billy clubs and to break their thumbs if they don't pay up. You need an idiot who's capable of following orders and who's not smart enough to think about whether or not what they're doing is actually right. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about police brutality. Evidently, the Boston Police Department has a new toy, which means they want more money so they can play with this new toy. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home.
So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Are you invited to join us? 603-283-6460 if you would like to do that. Talk about police brutality or talk about whatever you would like. That's what we do here. We empower you to talk about your opinions on national radio. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about police brutality here. Bonnie, there's a little bit more about your story that I think is just worth getting into. Yeah, we always try to find out if there's more to this story to prepare for the next segment we got coming up. No, there's not a whole lot left, but what is left is just horrifyingly bad. So it's worth getting into anyway. So what did the police have to say? Now, for those who haven't been listening, police encountered a couple sitting in a car outside of a Family Dollar store, and presumably they were like, hey, that guy looks familiar. So evidently they called for backup. Some number of units were there. And anyway, more than one cop was there. And they asked the couple to get out of the vehicle, where the dude got out of the vehicle and he ran. He jumped a fence and he got away. It's my understanding or my belief that he attempted to take the gun in the vehicle with him and just dropped it along the way. The woman also got out of the vehicle, put her hands in the air. And when they ordered her, remember, they had done nothing illegal at this point, other than sitting in a parking lot. And that's, for those keeping score, not illegal. She gets out of her vehicle, she puts her hands in the air, which she probably wasn't legally required to get out of her vehicle at this point. But I'm not an attorney, so if they got their guns drawn and they're ordering out of the vehicle, I would get out of the vehicle too. So I can't blame her on that. But she puts her hands in the air, and they tell her to get down on the ground, and she says, I can't do that, I'm pregnant. Whereupon they shoot her not once, not twice, but 5 times, collapsing one of her lungs.
For backing away from them.
For backing away. Not reaching for a weapon, not holding a weapon, not running toward them like a maniac hillbilly going to bite their necks. Backing away from them. 5 times. She's still in the hospital, as I understand it. I think you said she had stabilized, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, with a collapsed lung and a broken arm and bullets lodged in her body.
Yeah, so stable is relative under those circumstances. But she's not killed, I think I said repeatedly tonight that she was killed by police. She was not killed. She was, however, shot by police. So what are the police saying to defend themselves here? Yes, we found this random couple sitting outside the store preparing their shopping list, and we said, not in our neighborhood.
Well, first, they were saying that they are still saying that she had a gun, and a gun was found in the parking lot, but the witness that
was
there...
They're not saying she had a gun. Hmm. They're saying, well, we found a gun nearby.
Yep. After we shot her 5 times.
We studied the scene afterward, and there was, in fact, a gun on the grounds. It may have been in the store in someone's locker, right? Technically, it was on the grounds.
They could have put it there. It could have been their gun.
Also true. And this is not... It could also have been, you know, one of those fake toy guns. Police... I don't remember which police department, but they were busted several years ago carrying around fake guns to plant on people.
What? I did not hear about this.
Oh, yeah, it's
not
bad.
Surprised.
Well, the witness says she did not pull out a gun on them. She did not even have a stick in her hand.
So she had her hands in the air. It was the Baltimore Police Department out of Rhode Island.
Jeez.
They kept toy guns around just in case. It was their protocol.
What? Is this, like, on the record?
This is from 2018. I'd have to look more into the article because I don't remember the details now, but the cops were, they were a terribly corrupt bunch, accused of selling confiscated drugs, robbing drug dealers. Like we said earlier, you know, these are the lowest level enforcers of the state.
Well, they're literally criminals.
I mean, they are. That's what they're paid to do, is go out there and inflict violence on people. So hearing that they're robbing drug dealers, it's like, yeah, that's their competitors. I get it.
Well, but they were on violence and the drug trade.
They did have a protocol of keeping toy guns around just in case they accidentally shot an unarmed person.
Oh, my God.
So, that was the thing. So, these cops, they found a gun somewhere on the ground nearby. And they were like, okay, well, that's it. You know, there was a gun nearby, so we had to shoot her 5 times while her hands were in the air.
Well, it says Hale, which is the victim, went to the hospital with serious injuries but was in stable condition as of Friday night, according to Bell, which is one of the cops. According to the Kansas City Defender, she has a broken arm, a collapsed lung, and bullets lodged in her body. Bell cast doubt on whether Hale was pregnant, but said the agency had not been able to verify one way or the other because of privacy laws that prevent the hospital from releasing information about her health. Quote, there is a rumor she is pregnant. We understand that. We believe she's not pregnant.
Wait, hold on. I appreciate that the hospital has a policy where they're not going to tell the cops whether or not she's pregnant. But what does that have to do with anything? Why are they trying to figure out whether or not this woman was pregnant?
And why do they have a clear opinion?
Right? Like, why are they just like, well, we don't think she's pregnant. How would you know if she's pregnant or not? A lot of women don't start showing until they're 20-plus weeks. So she could very well be, like, 14 weeks pregnant, and you have no clue. Like, how... I just don't get why they would be able to have an opinion or assume one way or the other.
Did they do a pregnancy test on her as she was laying there in her own blood to make sure? Like, probably not.
And whether they ultimately determine that this woman is not pregnant, I don't know whether she is or isn't. I'm assuming that, you know, she knew that cops kill people. I think everyone in the United States knows that by this point. And you got to kind of know if a cop orders you to do something and you say no for whatever reason, there's a greater than zero chance they're going to shoot and kill you. And this lady, as the article says, she was black, so she knows how the police are, presumably, more so than the rest of them. There's a reason that Black Lives Matter is a thing, after all. So she probably knows the risk of saying, I'm not going to do that. It seems silly to me to fake being pregnant so that she doesn't have to lay down on the ground after she's already got her hands in the air.
Yeah, she probably didn't even have to get out of the car.
I tend to think she probably didn't. And so now the police officer's like, well, we don't believe that she was actually pregnant. And that's irrelevant to the discussion at hand here.
Yeah. I mean, her being pregnant definitely makes it worse, but, like, I'm not pregnant right now. Do I deserve to be shot 5 times?
For backing away?
Yeah, and have a clapped lung and a broken arm?
Absolutely not.
You know, so whether she's pregnant or not, they still used absolute excessive force, and the whole thing is just not right.
Excessive force is what the police do, though, and I have a related story here about the Boston Police Department. They bought another high-performance drone, and they want to create a new unit to fly it. They bought it in March, and they're seeking to train 15 officers to handle this drone. So they bought this toy, and they want to expand the police department by 15 people so that people can play with it. And this is a concern because...
Is it like an armed drone?
It's not an unarmed drone.
Not.
It's a very weird looking drone. I've never seen the one that looks like this. It sort of looks like a thermos, like a mug that one would drink out of, except it's got
wings.
Two sets of propellers on it. It's very curious. The Boston Police Department has quietly taken steps to expand its drone surveillance program this year. Drones, right? Because your typical, ordinary city police department definitely needs drones to monitor people without notifying the city council or the public, raising concerns among privacy advocates about the transparency of its technology use. So they just, you know, they didn't run it by the city council or anyone. They're just like, we want some new drones. And they bought them. Why does the police department have that kind of disposable money anyway? The way they could just take $25,000 and buy a drone with it.
Welcome to Boston.
And how is it legal for police to use, even if it's just for surveillance, how is it possibly legal for a cop to just, like, fly over your house and view you according to the Fourth Amendment?
Bonnie, they're not going to fly over the house. They're going to smash it through the window, obviously.
Into the house.
I would argue that the Fourth Amendment is irrelevant here, and it is, in fact, the Third Amendment that would prohibit them from doing that, because you have the right to not be forced to quarter troops on your property. And the police being militarized are nothing more than troops. I wouldn't want to make the argument that there's a legitimate difference between police and military, especially in today's world. But, you know, it raises an obvious question. If people could fly, would they be trespassing if they flew and hovered 10 feet over your house? Would they be trespassing or not?
Yeah, if they're just hovering right over your house.
And I think universally we would all agree, yeah, you know, if you could fly like Superman and you just sort of hovered over my house, you would be trespassing. And that generally is how human beings have always understood property. You know, you own your land, and not just the surface area around it, but all the way to the center of the earth and to the upper levels of the atmosphere. But when it comes to the police drones and all of these other things, suddenly you don't own your property or the air above your property or the space above your property. But I would argue that you do, in fact, own that, and they have no right to enter your property without your permission, whether they're searching it or not, because you have the Third Amendment right to not have these people force themselves onto your property to give them space to do whatever it is that they're doing. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up about Boston Police Department, this $25,000 drone.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.